This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are speaking with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. John, welcome to eHealth Radio, and welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So if you could remind our listeners about the inspiration behind Itelligen, that would be great.
Absolutely. Itelligen, we provide flat rate IT support to small to medium sized businesses and to healthcare medical practices. We actually specialize in the delivery, management, hosting, and support of electronic health records within ambulatory medical practices. And a lot of the secret sauce or secret behind the scenes to what we do is our enterprise type support automation technologies, which allow us to, at mass, proactively manage servers, desktops of the medical practices. So essentially allows small medical practices to become part of a bigger network and ride on the coattails of a larger enterprise-grade system.
And what new services and support does Itelligen have to offer since our last interview with you?
Absolutely. So we were just down at the Next Gen User Group meeting in Las Vegas where we debuted our EHR Anywhere technology. And I'd have to say the response to this was quite astounding. The part of the wish list or ultimate solution for providers is that they want to utilize or have access to their electronic health records on their iPad or Android tablet devices. And a lot of the good percent of the electronic health record solutions out there are Windows desktop applications. So there's kind of been a bit of a mismatch through that, and various practices and organizations have tried through very kludged approaches to use remote access technologies to allow those applications to run on these tablet devices, but they've done that with not much success. So we debuted our EHR Anywhere technology just this month, which allows us to essentially take a desktop electronic health record application, we virtualize it, and are able to run it natively on Apple iPad and Android tablet devices. Actually, it will actually run on iPhone and the Samsung type Android phones, but you get into some issues with the size of the screen and usability applications. So we specifically promote it for use with tablet devices. And the response to this has been tremendous. For as of today, our first release of this is focused on the next-gen ambulatory EHR application and their practice management application. But certainly the technology can be extended to anything such as Epic, Greenway, or other electronic health record technologies.
If you would, can you talk to us a little more in depth about EHR Anywhere?
Yes, certainly. So, I mean, I'll tell you one of the things that even surprised us about it. We knew when we were developing this that it would achieve the main goal, which is allow the application to run on these tablet devices. That was the primary goal. Once we developed it, we started to play around with some of the built-in functionality of these iPad and Android tablets, namely their built-in voice-to-text capability. So the interesting thing about voice-to-text, kind of the second wish list or I'll say holy grail item for providers is the ability to speak and have that speech transcribed well into their electronic health records. And a lot of the EHRs out there really missed the mark on this. They try to partner with a company called Dragon that does voice to text. What we discovered, and was quite a surprise to us, the built-in capabilities of Siri and Google's voice to text capability are astounding. So in the EHR application, we were able to click on any text field, recite sentences of medical terminology and narrative into it. That goes into the Siri or the Google network and is translated into text. And the thing besides the feature itself surprising us, we were quite surprised by how good Siri and Google's medical dictionary database was. And so when you look at this technology, not only are the physicians achieving the goal of having the mobile capability or capability to easily run from exam room to exam room with their iPads, they now have full voice-to-text narrative capability within the application. So it really, for us, has been a double home run. When we demoed this for providers, they were literally blown away because this is what providers have been looking for.
Today we are with John O'Keefe once again, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. John, I also understand that Itelligen was recently an exhibitor at NextGen UGM. Now, was that a successful show, and what does the future hold for Itelligen?
It certainly was, and I think as a show in general, it was successful. For us, certainly the EHR Anywhere kind of stole the show. In some respects, overshadowed the other great things that Itelligen does. I'd say the big push right now for anybody using electronic health records is to two milestones. It's the meaningful use stage two achievement, and the industry by October 2014 is moving to a standard called ICD-10, which has to do with the coding for the medical billing of their EHR encounters. Both of those are significant achievements. The ICD-10 change is a significant change. And what's required for any medical practice on any EHR is that they need to upgrade to newer versions of their solution that support these two new standards. So besides the surprise that everybody had by seeing EHR Anywhere, the big push at the show was all focused around meaningful use and ICD-10 and the upgrades required to do that, which Itelligen provides as part of the service. And I think the good news for the attendees at the show was there was a tremendous turnout of vendors supporting this. And while that sounds a bit awkward for me to be saying it's a good thing that there's competitors out there offering that, the reality is that the volume of work, I can equate this almost back to the Y2K bug, if you recall, and just the amount of IT work that was out there for businesses to make themselves Y2K compliant. Literally, the practices are having a hard time finding vendors that have the scheduled time available to help them to do these upgrades of these systems for them. So I think it was a good win for everybody that there's so many consulting groups and IT groups on board with doing these upgrades, and certainly Itelligen is one of them, helping our clients and other clients nationwide to perform these upgrades.
Before you go, how about sharing with our listeners how they can get more information online about Itelligen?
Absolutely. We actually just released and debuted our new version of our website with NextGen, the UGM conference. So you can find that at www.itelligen.com. And it has all the information about our services, about EHR Anywhere, and our healthcare EHR support.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts or a tip that you'd like to leave with the listener today?
I think it's just the big takeaway and the thing that's most timely right now are these upgrades to support meaningful use in ICD-10. And what I think most people's approach with everything in life is wait to the last minute. But everybody really needs to understand that there is a huge demand out there. And even acting now might mean that you're at least in line and scheduled to get these upgrades done. So don't wait. Get in line. Pick a partner to work with and make sure you're compliant with ICD-10 by the deadline next year.
Good advice. We've been speaking with John O'Keefe, CEO of Itelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. And the website of reference, once again, is simply itelligen.com. John, thanks so much for being with us again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you again.
You bet. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.